vast majority of our row crop acreage in the Mid-South is predominantly treated with a glyphosate 2,4-D or a glyphosate dicamba-based burn-down program. And our growers have widely adopted an early burn-down program where we're burning down a lot of our acres in late January, beginning of late January, and rolling that burn-down through mid-March, depending on the crop that's going to be planted on those acres. Overall, we've had a lot of success with an early burn down program, treating the weeds when they're smaller. We also get a lot of our burn down put out before our corn comes up. So in the case that we do have some limited amount of conventional corn, we don't have drift issues. So overall, we've really adopted a burn down program similar to this. And then we've also utilized a glyphosate D or dicamba plus a Valor type burn down program, whether that's put out in the fall to manage particularly glyphosate resistant horseweed, or in some cases put out in the spring, basically do the same thing. One problem that we have seen in the last couple of years is in cases like this is where we can't manage glyphosate or cannot manage Italian ryegrass. This is a weed that has always been difficult to control with glyphosate, but we have seen cases where we can't control this with 2 gallons of glyphosate. So we've And when we get into cases like this, we sacrifice the premise of our burn down program. When this evolves, we basically lose our glyphosate based burn down program, and it really forces us to go back and look at some other chemistries, some existing chemistries, to try to get this under control so we basically get a crop planted. 3 years ago, we started seeing isolated cases like this in the mid part of the Mississippi Delta, where we did a good job of managing basically everything that was there with glyphosate, controlled a lot of the ryegrass plants, but then started seeing individual plants like this that basically looked like they hadn't been treated at all. Now, that turned into larger patches the following year, and then we've had some cases that look about like this, and we tried to convince this grower to put a fence around this and put cows on it, but he wasn't in the cattle business, so we didn't get very far with that suggestion. But when we get into cases like this, we really don't have a lot of options. We went in the greenhouse, Barrett Stoneville, and looked at the level of tolerance that we observed, and basically we took this weed species and went from a quart of a 4-pound material up to over a gallon. So we were up against a species that was not highly tolerant, but it had a tolerance level to where we basically couldn't control it with our primary burn-down program. With that, we went in and established several experiments. I'm going to show you the results of two of those today. They're in a grower's field in the mid part of the Mississippi Delta. Standard replicated small plot field trials, and all the treatments were backpacked. We broke these trials out into two separate experiments. The first was Select Max. We looked at combinations of Select Max at 6, 9, or 12 ounces with and without ammonium sulfate and with and without Roundup Weather Max. The second trial was basically a sequential trial where we looked at Roundup Weather Max, Gramoxone-Intion, and Select Max. We looked at all combinations of those three products in an initial burn down and then a follow-up burn down approximately 2 weeks later. In the Select Max trial, we applied these treatments on 16 to 20 inch tall ryegrass. This was taken from a different field area, but it kind of gives you an idea that the ryegrass had already bolted. It had some size on it, and these treatments were put out prior to seed head emergence when they were put out in mid-March. For the sequential trial, the first set of treatments were put out at the same timing, and then the sequential treatments were put out approximately 2 weeks later to taller ryegrass, and the seed heads had emerged. Jumping to some of the results, take a second to set this up for you. This is a Roundup and Select Max, 6, 9, or 12 ounces applied with Roundup Weather Max. The light blue bars are without ammonium sulfate. The blue bars are dark blue bars are with ammonium sulfate. You see we improved control of ryegrass substantially over that of just Roundup. The addition of ammonium sulfate really didn't bring anything to the table with respect to control, but we only got control levels at 60 to 65% with these treatments. We take the Roundup out of the Select Max treatments and just looked at Select Max by itself. again, we really didn't get anything that achieved a desirable level of control. So we basically, from this research, we summarized that this was not going to be a feasible option for us to go in and manage this in the spring with Select Max or with combinations of Select Max plus Roundup. For the sequential trial, just looking at the mid-March applications, the first set of applications, again, very poor levels of control. The Gramoxone-Intion at 4 pints with a 2-pound material gave us about 60% control, but again, nothing that we were excited about. When we look at the second set of applications, ryegrass, after the seed head comes out, typically is a little bit easier to control. Our control levels did increase a little bit, again, with the Select Max and the Gramoxone-Intion. We were up to about 70% control, but still we weren't at control levels that were optimal. This is Select Max plus Roundup Weather Max, and you can see it's about 50 to 55% controlled, but we have a lot of green plants, and it's just we're not in a situation where you think about planting into this. With sequential treatments, we put out the first set of treatments in mid-March, and we followed that up with the second set approximately 2 weeks later. Set this up for you. This is Roundup. This is the Select treatments plus Roundup with the first application, and then with a sequential application, followed by Select Max at the two different rates, and then followed by Gramoxone-Intion. Now, with some of these sequential treatments, we did get some fairly decent levels of control. We had some things where Select Max followed by Select Max, or Gramoxone-Intion followed by Select Max, we had control levels that reached levels that we were somewhat pleased with, around 90%. But with this, we're talking about some very, very expensive control options. And some expenses that the growers, is really, really difficult to take on. The other problem with this is we can get 90 to 95% control, but here's what we're up against. We're up against a beautiful cover crop stand the grower could plant into, but a lot of our growers are not set up for minimum till or no-till planting situations. We're set up primarily to plant on hip beds, drag the beds off, and plant on top of that. So we're this is not a feasible option for us right now, dealing with all of this residue. So we've kind of backed up and we've looked at some other options that we feel may be more feasible for us, and we've taken a fall applied approach, basically looking at the Valor type approach and looking at some of the other chemistries to see what they can do for us with respect to control of glyphosate tolerant ryegrass. With treatments put out in the fall, we've seen some very, very good levels of control with several different products. Command, KIH-485 at a fairly high rate, gave us excellent control of ryegrass when applied in the fall, and then Dual Magnum applied in the fall. And we've looked at this work several years, two falls. We just did the third fall on this work, and we've really whittled it down to these three products, the Command, KIH-485, or Dual Magnum, or even a Treflan PPI. This is Treflan pre, but when we've gone in and incorporated that Treflan, we get levels of control to 90 to 95% when these products are applied in the fall. This is Command at 2.7 pints applied in early November. This picture was taken in mid-March. So you can see what we're up against in the background and on the sides. So we got really good levels of control. This is manageable. We can go in now if this is in a grower's field. We can go in and manage this with a fairly low rate of Gramoxone or possibly Select to take out the surviving plants that are there. So we're at manageable levels with some of these fall applied treatments. This is KIH-485. It's a product I'm going to tell you about in the next presentation. This is again at 4 ounces. There we go. Again, very similar to Command, good levels of control, and you see a few plants that broke through that treatment, but, you know, we're at manageable levels now. So to summarize this work, we really have very few spring options of what we've looked at up to this point. There's a few other products that we're going to look at this spring, some different ALS products that may bring some things to the table. To manage this and allow us to go back in and plant with really no soil disturbance. We're really attacking this from a fall apply standpoint. Fortunately, this is we only have this on some isolated areas. It's predominantly in the mid part of Mississippi Delta. And it's for some reason it seems to be predominantly on one soil type. We see it on this one soil type that's characteristic to that area, but fortunately we haven't seen it get outside of that area to a large extent. So it's isolated, and in the cases where we've asked the growers to go in and look at this from a fall standpoint, we've gotten really good levels of control. So, and with that, I'll try to answer any questions that you may have on this presentation. Bob. It's a Forestdale silt loam.